Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 30, Scene 1, The Gopis Search for Krishna. When Krishna suddenly disappeared from the company of the gopis began to search for Krishna in every place. After not finding Krishna anywhere, they became afraid and almost mad after Krishna. They were simply thinking of the pastimes of Krishna in great love and affection. Being absorbed in thought, the gopis experienced loss of memory, and with dampened eyes, the gopis began to see the very pastimes of Krishna, such as his beautiful talks with them, his embracing, kissing, and other activities. Being so attracted to Krishna, the gopis began to imitate his dancing, his walking, his smiling, as if they themselves were Krishna. Due to Krishna's absence, the gopis all became crazy. Each one of them began to tell the others that she was Krishna himself. Soon, the gopis all began to assemble together and chant Krishna's name very loudly, moving from one part of the forest to another in search for Krishna. Actually, Krishna is all-pervasive. Krishna is in the sky, and Krishna is in the forest. Krishna is within the heart, and Krishna is always everywhere. The gopis therefore began to question the trees and plants about Krishna. There were various types of big trees and small plants in the Vrindavan forest, and the gopis began to address them. "Dear banyan tree, have you seen the son of Maharaja Nanda passing this way, laughing and playing upon his flute? Krishna has stolen our hearts and has gone away. So if you have seen him, kindly inform us which way he has gone." "Dear Ashoka tree, dear Naga flower tree and Champaka flower tree, have you seen the younger brother of Balaram passing this way? Krishna has disappeared because of our pride." The gopis were aware of the reason for Krishna's sudden disappearance. The gopis could understand that when they were enjoying Krishna, they thought themselves to be the most fortunate women within the universe. And since the gopis were feeling proud, Krishna disappeared immediately just to curb their pride. Krishna does not like his devotees to be proud of their service to him. Krishna accepts everyone's service, but Krishna does not like one devotee to be prouder than others. If sometimes there are such feelings, Krishna ends them by changing his attitude toward the devotee. "Oh dear Tulasi, you are much beloved by Lord Krishna because your leaves are always at his lotus feet. Dear Malati flower, dear Malika flower, dear Jasmine flower, all of you must have been touched by Krishna while he was passing this way after giving us transcendental enjoyment. Have you seen Madhava passing this way? O mango trees, O trees of jackfruit, O pear trees and asana trees, O blackberries and bale trees, and trees of the kadamba flower, you are all very pious trees to be living on the bank of the Yamuna. Krishna must have passed through this way So will you kindly let us know which way Krishna has gone?" The gopis then looked upon the ground they were traversing and began to address Mother Earth. "O dear earthly planet, we do not know how many penances and austerities you have undergone to be now living with the footprints of Lord Krishna upon you. You are very jolly, for the hairs on your body are these jubilant trees and plants. Lord Krishna must have been very much pleased with you. Otherwise, how could Krishna have embraced you in his form of Varaha, the boar? When you were submerged in water, Krishna delivered you, taking the whole weight of your existence upon his tusks." After addressing the innumerable trees and plants, the gopis turned their faces toward the beautiful deer who were looking on the gopis very pleasingly. "It appears that Krishna, who is the supreme Narayana himself, must have passed through this way along with his companion Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Otherwise, how is it possible that the aroma of his garland, which is smeared with the red kumkum from the breast of the goddess of fortune, can be perceived in the breeze blowing here? It appears that they must have passed through here and touched your bodies, and thus you are feeling so pleasant and you are looking toward us with sympathy. So will you kindly therefore inform us which way Krishna has gone? Krishna is the well-wisher of Vrindavan. He is as kind to you as he is to us. Therefore, after leaving us, Krishna must have been present in your company. O fortunate trees, we are thinking of Krishna, the younger brother of Balaram. While passing through here, with one hand resting on the shoulder of the goddess of fortune, and the other hand twirling a lotus flower, Krishna must have been very pleased to accept your obeisances, and Krishna must have glanced upon you with great pleasure. O dear gopi friends, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were their husbands? It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails of Krishna. Otherwise, how could they feel so jubilant?
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.